Today's Shiur Masechta Erevin Daf Mem Aleph. We will begin on Daf Mem Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, "Amar Rabba, Ki Avina Bei Rav Huna." When we learned in the Yeshiva Rav Huna, Ibay Lohan, the following question was posed to us: "Baber Bei Rav, a Talmud who's learning in Yeshiva, the Yosef Betanisa B'Mali Shapsa, who's fasting on Erev Shabbos, Mau Lashlume, should he finish the Tainus or not?" And as the Torah points out, why does the Gemara ask the question specifically about a Bar Bei Rav, about the Talmud who's sitting in Yeshiva? So he says that it was the minig, it was the custom of Talmidei Chachamim to fast on Erev Shabbos. The reason they would fast on Erev Shabbos is because they wanted to be able to enter Shabbos with a greater geschmack to eat on Shabbos. And therefore, they had a minig to fast on Erev Shabbos. And furthermore, he says, the Torah, that the question was only about this tainus that somebody accepted themselves Friday afternoon, because a tainus sibur does not ever fall on Friday. And the only tainus sibur that ever could fall on Friday is a Sarah Batavis, which he comments, interestingly enough, that the Avadram holds that if Asara Batavis, which can't happen in our calendar, but were Asara Batavis to fall on Shabbos even, the halacha it would be that you have to fast on Asara Batavis. We'll speak about that in a moment. And that's why the Gemara is speaking about a Barba Bei Rav who accepted a Tanis upon himself. Dar Zerua has a different approach to understanding who this Bar Bei Rav is. He says that the Gemara Masechta Tainus teaches us a series of fasts that are accepted upon them, people accept upon themselves, as Chas V'Sholom, that there's no rain. And the Gemara over there explains that at the beginning, those Tanesim were only taken upon themselves by people who are Yechidim. Yechidim means extraordinary special people. After the Yechidim take a tainus upon themselves, then everybody else could also, if it's still Chas V'Shalom doesn't rain, have to begin to take on certain tanesim. So he explains that that's Pshat in our Gemara. Our Gemara is speaking about the Yechidim who took upon themselves a series of tainus. And now what happened was that one of those tanesim falls on a Friday. And the question that the Gemara poses is, do we finish a tainus on Friday or not? We just mentioned a moment ago that the only tainus sibur that could fall on Friday is Asara Batavis. And we said that Asara Batavis, even were it to fall on Shabbos, we would have to fast the entire day. And the Vudram explains that what makes Asara Batavis different than all other tanesim, in fact, as we're going to learn in our Shir today, even if Tisha B'Av, as we learn, will learn in Mitzvah Shem, falls on Shabbos, we would not fast on Shabbos. Why is the Asara Batavis different? So he says that all other Tanesim are really primarily connected to a month, not to a date. And therefore, since it's connected to a month, so even if you don't fast Tisha B'Av, so you fast Asara B'Av, but it's all within the month of Av. But he says the Pasuk in Yecheskel that speaks about Asara Batavis says, Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh. So we learn from that Pasuk that it's connected to that day. So even if that day would be a day, would be on Shabbos, not. But Asara Batavis, if it falls on Shabbos, you would fast even on Shabbos. The Chasam Sofer has a different explanation. He says that since Asara Batavis was the first of the various terrible experiences that Klal Yisrael had, that was the beginning of the Churban. So he says, since that is the day where the Churban began, that's also the day that hopefully the Gula will begin. And therefore, since that's the day that the Gula will begin, that's the day that we need to be mispalel and fast, even if it falls on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, they didn't know the answer. So they went and asked this question about from Rabbi Yehuda, if somebody is fasting a Friday, should he finish the fast or not? And he too, v'loy ha'yu b'yodei. So the way Tosfos on Daf Mem Aleph on the base, the very mask of a Hilchos explains the Gemara, is the question is, may one finish the Tainus or not? Maybe it's also because of Kavod Shabbos. But it certainly, as we'll see from Tosfos, keeps on learning that pshat, that nobody would suggest that you're obligated to finish the Tainus. The discussion in the Gemara is, can you finish the Tainus if you want or not? But not that you're obligated, not that anybody suggests that you would be obligated to finish the Tainus. But as we're going to see in the Gemara Mitzvah Shem, there are those that disagree with that approach, and we'll see towards the end of the sugya, and that they hold that the Gemara's question is, what should you do? Not a question, may you? Rather, the question is, what is the halacha? Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Nechse Anon. Let's try to analyze this question. The Tanya, the Braisa says, Tisha B'Av Shechal Yus B'Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, V'kein Erev Tisha B'Av Shechal Yus B'Shabbos. Or Erev Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos. And of course, normally on Tisha B'Av we fast, or on Erev Tisha B'Av, by the Suda Mafsekis, the last meal before the fast, we know we may not eat two tafshilin, we may not eat two foods that are cooked, certainly not eat meat, certainly not drink wine. But if it falls on Shabbos, oichu v'shoysu kol tzorkoi, you could eat as much as you want on that Shabbos, on that Erev Tisha B'Av, umal ha'shulchanoi, and you could put on your table afilu kesuda shleim b'shatoi, as much as Shleim HaMelech ate in his b'shatoi. Because we know, as Rashi explains, that Shlomo HaMelech experienced different phases in his life. First, he was a melech, and then he was taken away from the monarchy, and then he was brought back. So the Gemara is saying that not only may we eat on that Shabbos, we may eat as Shlomo HaMelech ate b'shatoi when he was in his prime. Chali is Tisha B'Av b'erev Shabbos. What happens if Tisha B'Av comes out on Friday? And important to point out, in our calendar, Tisha B'Av can never come out on Friday. We who have a preset calendar, Tisha B'Av can never be on Friday. It's connected because there's a rule of Loi Bedu Pesach. Pesach can never be Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And the first day of Pesach is also always the same day as Tisha B'Av. The reason why Loi Bedu Pesach is because if Pesach and Tisha B'Av will be on a Friday, Hashanah Rabbah will come out on Shabbos. And they didn't want that Hashanah Rabbah should ever fall out on Shabbos, because if Hashanah Rabbah comes out on Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to carry the Aravos, do the mitzvah of Aravah on Shabbos. So therefore, in our calendar, it can't come out. But in their calendar, where Tisha B'Av could come out on Friday, the halacha is Mevi'in Loi Be'ah. They bring him the food of the size of a Be'ah v'Oichol and eat that much. Kadesh Loi Kanes L'Shabbos K'Shemuna. Somebody, he shouldn't come into Shabbos when he's hungry. However, the Paiskim can point out that when the Gemara says Mevi'in Loi Be'ah, it's exactly a Be'ah, because the entire reason we're letting him eat is because he shouldn't come into Shabbos Muna. So if he's going to eat the amount of a beya, that will be enough for him to be able to enter Shabbos properly. Continues the Gemara, Tanya the Braisa says, Amar Yehuda Pamach Sayinu Yoshim Lefnei Rabbi Kiva, we were once in front of Rabbi Kiva, V'tishma of Shechal Yisper of Shabbos Haya, and Tishma fell on a Friday, V'vi Loi Be'y Mugugelis, they brought him a cooked egg, V'gama, a soft-boiled egg, V'gama, and he swallowed it, B'loi Melech, without any salt, not that he was really hungry, he wanted to teach the Talmidim the halacha that when a tainus comes out on Friday, you don't finish the fast, we don't want you to come into Shabbos that way. Rav Yossi disagrees, and he says, Masano Mashlim, that you do finish the fast when it falls, you do finish the fast when it falls on Friday. The Rebbeinu Chananel has a very interesting pshat in this Gemara. He says the Kabbalah b'yadeinu. We have a Kabbalah that year Rabbi Akiva was very sick, and that's why they brought him this egg to eat at the end of the day. Rabbi Yehuda, who wasn't aware that was that the reason he was showing it was to show that you don't have to finish the fast one until Friday, he thought that the reason was because of the because he was not feeling well. The morale asks, according to Yehuda, that Rabbi Akiva did this because he held that on a Friday fast we shouldn't finish the fast. What does it say? Laharis l'talmidim. It wasn't laharis l'talmidim only. It was because that's what the halacha was. Then the halacha is that you're not allowed to fast. You have to not finish the day. So why is the Gemara's concept of laharis l'talmidim? So he says that this concept of also l'kanes l'shabbos kishum ma'una, that you're not allowed to go into a fast when you're hungry, is not something that you're obligated to do. Let's say you'll have a person who's fasting and he's feeling perfectly fine. So since he's feeling perfectly fine, there's no reason for this individual, he explains, for such an individual to break his fast before the fast is over, break the fast after Shabbos already commences. But Rabbi Akiva was a Rebbe, and Rabbi Akiva had an obligation to his Talmidim to show them what the halach is. And therefore, even though he personally might not have been hungry, he has no right to eat, but a Rebbe has a different obligation. The Michsalozen, the Chuvas Michsalozen, Chel Gimel Simen Gimel, based on this Gemara, says, from here we see that if somebody has to eat on a fast day, he should not eat publicly. Even if he has to eat and he has a heter to eat, it should not be done publicly. And he explains that that's pshat in this Gemara. Here we find Rabbi Akiva eating publicly. Why did Rabbi Akiva eat publicly? The reason he ate publicly was because he was laharis l'talmidim. He wanted to teach halacha to the talmidim. If he was only eating because he wasn't feeling well, then he would have to eat privately. Amalem Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi says to Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim that hold that you don't finish the fast when it comes on an Erev Shabbos. Shabbos. What's going to be the halacha of Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday? So we see that you're not allowed to fast. You know, that Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to fast. And same thing should be here. Amar Loi, Avol, you're right. Amalem, if you agree that if Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday, you have to stop eating already Shabbos afternoon, and you don't say, well, it's Shabbos, and how could I fast? Mali l'konis b'kishmuna, mali l'tzais b'kishmuna. So what's the difference if Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday, that was saying that the halacha is you stop eating already Shabbos afternoon before Bein HaShemashos? So too, the halacha should be on Friday. If Tisha B'Av falls on a Friday, you should have to finish the day. Amrloi, the Chacham respond to Rabbi Yossi, imamata l'tzais b'menu, if we're going to say when you're finishing, when you're starting the fast, you ate the whole day Shabbos, so you're not hungry. So you could begin fasting a little earlier. But you're going to go into Shabbos when you're hungry. All of Friday, you haven't eaten, and now you want to start eating, and now you're going to start Shabbos when you're so hungry. Therefore, the two situations are not the same. In fact, the Chasam Sofer says that this is why we know there's a very important halacha when we speak about Yom Kippur. The halacha is that Yom Kippur, we must have Tosfos Yom Kippur. That even before Yom Kippur, the halacha is that we have to start fasting. Why? Because Yom Kippur should start by this man, says the Chasam Sofer. Because here we see that when you start the fast, a beautiful pshat from the Chasam Sofer, he says that Yom Kippur is a day of inui. So if Yom Kippur begins right now, and I will eat till the last moment before Yom Kippur, that means certainly the first moments of Yom Kippur, I wouldn't be in a status of Inui. How can I be considered in a status of Inui if I ate a moment ago? On Yom Kippur, you have to be in Inui all of the day. So that's why you have to stop eating a little before Yom Kippur begins. So by the time Yom Kippur begins, you could be in middle of Inui. So I saw the Yismach Leiv explains the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. The halacha is that if you're in the middle of your meal, you have to stop. That's considered Inui. In other words, he was saying that the having meal, we have to understand. Isn't that obvious? There's a difference between your fasting or beginning a fast. So it says, even when you're beginning a fast, and now you're in the middle of a meal, and this man comes, and you have to stop, the halacha is, that's considered Inui, and yet we're seeing that you have to do it. Amu'ula, so says Gemara Halacha Rabbi Yossi, the halacha is that if somebody is fasting Friday, he has to finish the entire day, and if Tisha B'Av falls on Friday, you have to be mashlam. Ask the Gemara, Umi Avdinik Rabbi Yossi, is that indeed the halacha for Mini? The Braisa teaches us in Masechta Tainus. And guys in Tainus, we don't make a Tainus ala Tzibur. We don't make, as we spoke earlier in the Shir, that they used to have Tanesim decreed if there was no rain. Says the Mishnah, and guys in Tainus ala Tzibur, we don't make a Tainus on the Tzibur. Barashi Chadoshim, B'chanaku Purim. All those days, the days of Yontif, and since the days of Yontif, we don't make a Tainus. V'mischilu, that means that they already began to fast because of a rain or a different type of a tzara. And now, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim come, and they still need to fast. Eim of Sikkim, the halacha is, you're allowed to fast even on those days. Because those days are not considered full-fledged Yontif. Or, the way I saw the Tosfos Yontif explains, Rosh Chodesh is not called the Yom Simcha, and Chanukah and Purim are the Rabbonans, and the same Rabbanon who said that we should not fast on them said in these circumstances we may fast. Divrei Rav Gamliel, that's the opinion of Gamliel. Aramea, afapi shamar Gamliel eim afsikim, that we fast even on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah and Purim. He agrees that if we began fasting, that even if we're fasting on those days, we shouldn't finish the day with a fast. Continues the Braisa. If Tishba fell on a Friday, Rav Gamliel felt that we should not finish the day with a Tainus. B'tanya, says the Gemara L'ach B'tirosh Rav Gamliel, after Rav Gamliel was Nifna, Nichnas Rav Shua L'hofes Dvarav. Rav Shua wanted to abolish what he yelled. Rav Gamliel held that if a Tainus comes out on Friday, we should not finish the fast. And Rav Shua was not agreeable to that, and therefore he wanted to abolish that. Next is Rav Shua, L'Hafas Tavarov. V'amar Rav Yochim Menor Raglova Omar. Rav Yochim Menuri got up and said, Chazanei, I see the Basar Reisha Gufa Ozel, that the body should follow the head. That means we have an obligation, he says, to follow the earlier generations. Kol Yom Asher Gamliel, Kavan Halacha Kamoisai. As long as Rabbi Gamliel was alive, certainly we followed his opinion. Achshav Atam Avakish Levatel Dvorov. Now you want to abolish what he said. Yeshua Ein Shem Lecha. We don't follow what you said. Shekvan Nikva Halacha Gamliel. We already established that the Halacha is a Gamliel. That nobody disagreed. So it seems from here we have a clear proof that if Tisha B'Av, that if a fast falls out on Friday, we don't finish fasting. Says the Gemara, while Rav Gamliel was alive, indeed they followed the opinion of Rav Gamliel. However, after Gamliel passed away, and Rav Yossi became the leader of Klal Yisrael, Ovid Rav Yossi, they followed the opinion of Rav Yossi that if the fast falls on Friday, you have to complete the fast. I saw a very nice fart in this Gemara. The Gemara says a statement: Chaze ani the basa reisha gufa ozel, that the body follows the head. So I saw from the Sefer Degel Machna Ephraim, who quotes the Sefer Toldos Yaakov Yosef, he says that we see many times that if a person's head is not clear, then it affects his entire body. And therefore, for example, if a person doesn't sleep well, so his entire body doesn't function well. On the other hand, if a person's head is clear, it has a very positive effect on his entire body. So he says, the same goes by Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, who are, as our Gemara clearly indicates, who are our heads, who are our leaders, the tzaddikim, the gedolim, the talmidei chachamim. So he says, Basa reisha gufa ozel. If the leaders of Klal Yisrael are able to do what they have to do, then the gufa, then the rest of us could follow. Therefore, he says, we have an obligation to make sure the talmidei chachamim are comfortable, both in a ruchnistiga fashion and a gashmistiga fashion. And he says, that pshat in the pasuk, kisisas roish b'nei Yisrael. Kisisas roish. If we see that the leadership of Klal Yisrael, kisisa, is standing tall, then b'nei Yisrael, then the rest of us will be able, to follow as well. But if not, it won't be able to work properly. Says the Gemara, u'b'darish ha-gamliel over k'mliel. Ask the Gemara, is that true? That when Gamliel was the leader, is that indeed what they did, that they didn't finish fasting if the fast came out on Friday? Ask the Gemara, Vatanya. Amar Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok. Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok said, Ani b'mnei Sanav ben Binyamin. I am from the family of Sanav ben Binyamin. And as the Gemara explains, there were people who donated wood to the Beis HaMikdash. And they donated that wood to the Beis HaMikdash on a regular basis, on specific dates. And that date was a yontif for those families. And Rabbi Elazar Tzadok says, I am from the family of Sanav ben Binyamin. Interesting, Tosfos points out that we know throughout Shas that Rabbi Elazar Tzadok was a Kohen. So how could he be from the family of Sanav ben Binyamin? So Tosfos says that his mother was from the family of Sanav ben Binyamin, or his wife was from the family of Sanav ben Binyamin, and therefore, since he was part of these families, Yod Ba'av was a yontif for these families, because Yod Ba'av was the date that they brought wood to the Beis HaMikdash, and that date was a big yontif for them. And the minig was that even if there was plenty wood available in the warehouse of the Beis HaMikdash, they still would bring wood, and they would also bring other kabbonis. And that date for that family was Yud Ba'av. Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, Pam achas chal Tisha B'Av liyos b'Shabbos. Tisha B'Av once fell out on Shabbos, v'dechinu lacha Shabbos. And of course, if Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, as we said at the beginning of our shir, we fast on Shabbos, v'saninu bo, and we fasted on Asar Ba'av, v'loy Hishlam Nuo. But since it was Asar Ba'av, and it was a b'nei shiyantav lanu, that was the day that's for our family yontif, so we didn't finish the entire day fasting. What do we see? Tam the yontif. Only because it was a yontif, that's why they didn't feel comfortable, they didn't fast the entire day. Ha erev yontif. Were to be an erev yontif, and he thinks about it, every year Tisha B'Av is for them an erev yontif. Mashlimim. So we see that you do fast on an erev yontif, and you finish the fast, not like Rav Gamliel. Answers the Gemara, Amara Avina, it's not a proof. Shani yontif shel devrayim. We can't bring a proof from that story, because that was a yontif midrabbanon. This whole yontif of the carbon shel eitzim is not only a yontif midrabbanon. And mitach shabanim shalos. And just like the halacha is that you could fast on that day, so mishlim by arvius, so erev yontif you fast the whole day. However, when it comes to Shabbos we know hoyel ve'emasan b'shos. On Shabbos we may not fast even part of the day. Maybe that halacha is, as Gamliel indeed paskin, ein mishlamim by arvius, we don't finish the day. So Al Gemara here speaks about the case when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, that the halacha is that when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, we fast on Sunday, which we know is the halacha. But there's a very interesting question that the Marsham and other Paiskim discuss, and that is, if Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos, and we're fasting in Asara B'Av, so let's say there's a boy whose bar mitzvah is an Asara B'Av. There's a girl whose bas mitzvah is an Asara B'Av that year that we're fasting on Sunday, Asara B'Av. What's the halacha? Do they fast that year? Because an Asara B'Av, they're already a bar or bas mitzvah. Or do we say that Asara B'Av that year is really only a makeup day for Tisha B'Av? And since on Tisha B'Av they wouldn't fast, they shouldn't have to fast on Asara B'Av either. So that Marsham and Avnei Nezer discuss this, and they say that since it's really not Tisha B'Av, and they say that the halacha is that even that year when Tisha B'Av, on a year when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, as with Gemara just said explicitly, we don't fast on Shabbos, there's still certain level of inui, certain level of tainus of avelus on Shabbos. The halacha is, for example, Dvarim Shebetzina, Shabbos afternoon, we're not allowed to learn like we're not supposed to learn on Tisha B'Av. So we see that that year Tisha B'Av does still have the halacha of Tisha B'Av. Just for the fasting part, we push it off to Sunday. So since the primary day of Tisha B'Av is Tisha B'Av, and they weren't by mitzvah on Tisha B'Av, and Yud B'Av, the Sunday is only a makeup, they don't have to fast. But I saw that Rav Vosner, in the Shevet HaLevi, Chelik Dalet Siman Ayin Beis, says that no. He says that when Chazal said that when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, the fast is Yud B'Av. The date is not Tisha B'Av that I'm pushing to Sunday. The date is Sunday. And therefore, since the date is Sunday, the halacha, he says, is that in such a year, the children who are bar mitzvah on Sunday would have to fast. Tosfos also discusses in a situation when there was a bris milah, when Tisha B'Av was on Sunday. What is the halacha? So he says that Rabbeinu Yaakov by Yaakov said that they should daven mincha by mincha gedoyla, and then they could eat, and the balei bris, the bal bris, the sandik, the moil, could eat because it's a yontif. Because we know regarding bris milah, the pasuk says, sos anoichi al imrosecha, that a bris milah is considered a time of simcha. And since a bris milah is considered a time of simcha, it's appropriate that they should be able to fast they should eat that day. But the Beis Yosef points out that let's look at what Tosfos says. Tosfos says that only in a year where Tisha B'Av was pushed off, there is the halacha that we don't finish the tainus. But let's say Tisha B'Av would fall on Sunday, even the Balei Bris would have to fast. So the Shaila of Tshuvas Barash Levi asks, he says, let's learn our Gemara. The Bnei Sana ben Binyana, their yontif is a Sir B'Av, and they fasted, and it was a Tisha B'Av that was Nitcha, and still they didn't finish the fast. So it's not quite clear what the halacha should be. The minhag olam is that the Balei Bris only on a Tisha B'Av that's Nitcha, do we pask in that way? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, L'shmei l'hashmatza. I didn't hear that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that when you're fasting on Friday, you finish the fast. Omle Abaya, at Amrit Nalan. Certainly you said it to us, Vaha Amrit Nalan. And this was the case you said it on. As we find often in Shas, Rabbi Yosef unfortunately forgot his learning. And because he forgot his learning, Rabbi would try to remind him what he said. The Mishnah says in Masech the Tainus, En Goizin Tainus al Tzivir Rosh Chadoshim. We don't make a tainus on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, but if they falls out those days, we fast. And that's Rav Gamliel's opinion. Ramei says that even though Rav Gamliel says we don't stop, Rav Gamliel holds Ein Mashlimin, V'Amrit Lan. And when we learned that Mishnah, Amr, you told us. Amr Yudam Rav Zu Divrei Remeya Shamer Meshum Rav Gamliel. Avachaymer Amrim Masana Mashlim, that you finished the fast day. My life, we on all situations, Akula Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Purim Erev Shabbos. So you see clearly that you finish the fast, and therefore Shabbos, if you're fasting Friday, you should finish. So he says Loi. I was talking about Chanukah Purim. But not about Erev Shabbos. Hachanam Mustaber, and says the Gemara, that makes sense. This Hakadatach Akula, if the question was that even, if you're saying that he said it even regarding Erev Shabbos, Habayim Nei Ravim Rav Yehuda, Rabbi asked the question for Rabbi Yehuda at the beginning of our Shia today, V'lei Pashalei, and he wasn't able to answer. If that Mishnah, in Masechta Tainus, is a clear indication that when a Tainus falls on Friday, we should finish the Tainus, why didn't he mention it? As I saw the Mepharshim explain, it's certainly expected that everybody knew all Mishnayis. So since they all knew all Mishnayis, they should have known this halacha. Here we see that the Gemara says, "Ein goyzrim tainus." We don't make a tainus on these days. Based on this Gemara, the Mishnah Berura in Siman Tuf Ayin, Sif Katan Beis Paskins, that we know that an Erev Pesach, B'chayrim fast. What's going to be, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you have in Shul a whole minion of B'chayrim who are fasting on Erev Pesach? So if you have a minion of people who are fasting, the halacha is that the Baal Tefillah, when he says the Chazar Sashatz, should say Aneinu. So he says that in those cases, Aneinu, they shouldn't take a Baal Tefillah who's a B'char, because since it's still Erev Yontif, it's inappropriate that on Erev Yontif we should say Aneinu publicly. Ul Tameich, ask the Gemara that even according to you that you're saying that the Chum were only speaking about Chanukah Purim, Hada Darsh Mazutra Mishmeid Rafuna, Halacha Masana Mashlim, that the halacha is that you do finish the fast. Habamine Rabbi Mirafuna V'loi Pashalei. We had this question that Rabbi asked Rafuna. Why didn't he answer from what he himself said that Masana Mashlam? Elo, it must be Hod Makamishama. He had not yet heard the opinion of the Chachamim, and that's why he asked the question. Halabas the Shama. Hachanam, the same with Rabbi Yehuda. Ha Makam the Shama, that's when he asked the question. Labas the Shama, it's obviously not a question, and therefore, says the Gemara, Dorosh Mazutra Mishmeid Rafuna, Halacha the Halacha is if you're fasting on Erev Shabbos, Masanin Umashlimim. But Taisus here, Divrei Maskil, Vilchus of Masana Mashlim, I refer to this Taisus at the beginning of Shir as well, says, Im Yirtzel HaHashlim, if somebody wants to fast all day Friday, he may. But it's not that he's obligated to fast. That's the way Taisus paskins. However, there are Rishonim that disagree, and they say that the Gemara says Masana Mashlim, so Masana Mashlim seems to mean that you finish the day fasting. Even in that, there are different opinions. Some say that they should only fast. The Mordechai says you should only fast till Plaga Mincha. Tosfos also says that even if you fast the whole day, you don't have to wait till Tzeis HaKechavim. But by us, certainly, when there's a Tainus Tzibur, we do wait until after Tzeis HaKechavim. Hanuloch Bekoma Arvin. Hanuloch Bekoma Arvin. Hanuloch Bezer Hashem Yisborach. We begin now the next perek, Misha Tziyu. And the next perek, as well as the previous perek, focuses to a great degree on Tchum. As we have spoken before, that a person on Shabbos is not allowed to leave past a Payim Amo of a city. Throughout Shas, it's a machloikus tanoim. Rabbi Kiva holds that the issa tchumim is an issa deraisa. And some even hold that not only is it issa deraisa, but if somebody walks out of their tchum on Shabbos, according to those opinions, he's chayiv malchus. The chachamim disagree. The chachamim's opinion is that tchumim is not a deraisa. We've quoted in a previous year, that even though the tchum of Alpayim Amah, the Chachom hold, is not a deraisa. However, there are those that hold that Yud Beis Mil is a deraisa. The Yerushalmi quotes those opinions. The Rishonim say that even Yud Beis that the Rif Paskins like that Yerushalmi, but there are other Rishonim that disagree and hold that a Paim Mil is also, that even Yud Beis Mil is not a deraisa. Furthermore, as we learned in previous year, that this din of Yud Beis, the din of Tchum, even though it's, even if a Paskin, it's a derabbanon, is even on Yontif. Furthermore, Tchumim does not just apply to the person himself, but it applies to the objects that belong to that person, as we will also see in this person. So the halacha is that if somebody wants to be able to walk past his Tchum, so as we discussed in our previous parak, you could put down Erev Tchumim, you could put down food at the spot that you want to be kind of shvisa, and that makes that place is your place of residence for Shabbos. As long as we learned in our previous parak, the food is there for the entire duration of Bein HaShemashos. So that becomes your place of residence, and you could walk 2,000 amos from that place. The other way of being kind of shvisa, as we learned, is not by actually putting food down, but being there yourself personally. By being in that spot for the duration of Bein HaShemashos, that makes that that's your makom dira for the entire Shabbos. If somebody makes an Erev in one direction, he can't walk at all outside of the city past that direction. The entire city, particularly if the entire city that you're in as Shabbos begins, is considered like only Dalet Amos. Says the Mishnah, Mishi Tziyua Nochrim Oy Ruach Ra, if somebody was removed from a city by Akum, or by a bed, he got confused and he walked past where he's allowed to walk on Shabbos. The halacha is only ala arba amos. Under those circumstances, he only has dalet amos of where he now is. And as of course all the rishonim point out, if this is the halacha when you left your city inadvertently, you were taken out forcibly by Akum, or you left because you were confused. Certainly, if you went out deliberately, that the halacha would be that you only have dalet amos. The reason the Mishnah speaks about a case of Itziyah Nochri, Ruach Ra, is to teach us that even under those circumstances, you only get dalet amos. That's one pshat. Another pshat is, as we're about to learn in Mitzvah Shem and our Gemara, we're about to learn in our Gemara, in our Mishnah, that sometimes it depends where you were taken, to where you were taken, and under certain circumstances you were taken to a deer or sahar of Gamliel, and it was done forcibly, the halacha might be different. So that's why the Mishnah chose to speak about this case. Hechzirua, if after you were taken forcibly out of your city by the Akum, you were brought back to where you were, the halacha is, it's considered kilo layotza, as if you never left your place, and now you can walk wherever you were allowed to walk before. Says the Meiri that this halacha that Gamliel is being lenient with is only if you were brought back on the same Shabbos that you were taken out. So during Shabbos you were taken out of your tchum, and then you were brought back to your tchum. So that's where Gamliel is going to tell her, that's where the halacha is, that you could walk the entire city. But let's say you were taken out this Shabbos by the Akum, and they only returned you to this city next Shabbos, that halacha would not apply. Hilichu le'iracheres, if you were taken by the Akum or by the Ruach Ra to another city, or if they put him in the Snuba Dir Basar, they put you in a place which entirely encircled. They tell us a special dispensation, the Mahalchas Kulay. You could walk that entire enclosed area since you didn't go there voluntarily. However, as is always the halacha, if you're taken out of your tchum, the halacha is ein lo ela arba amos. That means, normally if you're taken out of your city, if you go out of your tchum, no matter where you are, you are limited to Dalet Amos. Here, if you were taken forcibly, and the place that you were taken to has is encompassed, that's when we could be lenient. But we don't have both of those conditions. That's the way most Rishonim learn. There's a Girsa in Rashi that maybe says either is enough, but most Rishonim learn that you have to have both conditions. It says the Mishnah Berura that you don't have to have actual walls. If the place that you would, if the place where he was deposited is considered encircled with an Erev that you could carry in that city, if it's good enough to be considered an Erev for being for carrying on Shabbos, it's also considered good enough to be considered that's an encircled place that Rabbi Gamliel's had to would apply. Says the Mishnah Maaseh Shebo, there were a situation where these four Tanoim were coming Mokum Paldrasin. They came from a place called Paldrasin. The Fligus Finosa Biyam, and then the wind blew their ship 2,000 amma away from this from their tchum. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Zariah holchu as kula. They walked in the entire boat. They stayed within their Abba Amis. When they wanted to be machmer. So what do we see? That they hold that if you're taken out of your tchum, even if you're in an encircled area, the machlokes continues. Pamachas, says the Gemara, another, says the Mishnah, a different episode. One time these four Tanoim were on a boat and they were close to the city, Erev Shabbos. But they didn't come to port until it was Shabbos. They asked Gamliel, "Ma anu leirid? May we leave the boat because we were outside of the tchum of the city before Shabbos?" Amalhem, Gamliel responded, "Mutar matem. You may disembark and go into the city." Shukvah yisim stakel. I had a telescope and I saw shayina b'tchum that we were already within the tchum Shabbos. And the Rishonim debate what did that accomplish. Tosfos says that even according to a mayor that holds that you have to have kavona to be koinish visa, here they were relying on Gamliel. And Gamliel had this telescope and he knew that they're going to be okay and they were able to rely on that boat, on Rabbi Gamliel. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz takes it a step further. He says that Rabbi Gamliel knew that they really want to obviously disembark. And therefore he had them in mind. And if he had them in mind under those circumstances, we can be lenient and allow them to enter the city. Tanur Rabbanan begins the Gemara Shlosha Devarim. Mavirim es ha'odam al datoi v'aldas koinoi. Three things cause a person that he should not be able to function properly, and he can't even fulfill Torah mitzvahs properly. Elohen oivikachavim, v'ruach ra, if he gets confused, v'dekduke enias, if he's very poor. If he's very poor, it's hard for him to function properly. L'may nafkamina, ask the Gemara, what's nafkamina? L'mboi rachmalai, that we should daven, we should always daven, that should not happen. Ask the Ben Yoyada. So only these are the things that we daven shouldn't happen? Don't we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything? So the Ben Yoyada says that by other Yisurim, we don't necessarily, we're not mispalel before it actually happened. But because our Gemara says that these things are so terrible, a person should be mispalel for them even before they happen, that they should never happen to us. Another shot that he gives is that we know that on Shabbos and Yontif we have to limit the tchinas, these kind of bakoshes. For these things, we're allowed to daven even on Shabbos and Yontif. Another pshat that the Ein Yaakov says that if I see a person that's suffering from these three types of situations, I should know that this person is not in a good place. And because this person is not in a good place, I have an obligation to daven for him. And I saw that the Sefer Ksonis Or says that's why Yaakov Avinu was mispalel v'nosnli lechem lechol ubeged lilbosh, because Yaakov Avinu realized that the gduke anias have such a horrible effect on a person. So that's why before anything could happen, he was mispalel that nosnli lechol ubeged lilbosh. Vidach says the Gemara, shlosh are the three people ein roim begehenim, will never have Gehenim. They already have kaparas avoinus in this world. Elam the dukke anias, people who suffer from poverty. Cholim ayim, people who have intestinal problems. For shus, people, the two pshatim. One pshat is the people that the government is after, or people that owe a lot of money to other people. V'yayish amrim af mi shiyesh le'ishara. Somebody who has a bad wife already has Gehenim in this world. Vidach. And why doesn't the first Tana mention that? It says, Ishara, if somebody has such a wife, mitzvah legarsha, he should divorce her and shouldn't stay in that situation. V'idach, and the other one, and the one that does mention it, why does he mention it? It says, the marzimna, the ksubasim ruba, sometimes the woman has a large ksuba that he can't afford to pay. Inami isle banimina, there are children, v'loi batz megarishla, and therefore they can't get divorced. Says the Gemara L'may Nafkamila, why do we have to know that these people will not have Gehenim? Says the Gemara, L'kabula Bahava. He should be makabul these Yisroim Bahava. Realize that even though they're very difficult, it's going to save him from Gehenim. So the Masha points out that Chazal mentions throughout Shas many different situations that are Matzilim Medina Shel Gehenim. So what makes these three special? So Masha answers that the various etzes that Chazal give us throughout Shas, the Matzila Medina Shel Gehenim, only mean that if you do the mitzvah, you won't get Gehenim. Here we're talking about Yisurim. Another pshat that he suggests, that these people won't even get close to Gehenim. Others that are mentioned in Shas may get close to Gehenim, but they won't remain there. You could have three types of people who they're speaking to us. They're speaking to us, and then the next moment they won't be alive. People who have intestinal disease, chaya, a woman in labor, vadroik, and somebody who's suffering dropsy. Why do we have to know this? Says the Gemara, these people should prepare for themselves tachrichim, because they need to know that they may chas v'sham leave the world at any moment. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman Shmuel, Yotzei L'das, if somebody left the city knowing what he was doing, Ein Lo Ela Arba Amos, then he only has Arba Amos in the place that he now is. Ask the Gemara, Pshita, isn't that obvious? Hashta, the Mishnah taught us, Misha Tzia Nochem, we was forcibly removed from the city. The Mishnah taught us, Ein Lo Ela Arba Amos. Yotzei L'das, if he left voluntarily, Meboy, is there a question? Certainly he only has Dalet Amos. Ella Amos, says the Gemara, the way to understand what Rav Nachman and Shmuel meant to teach us is Chazal L'das, if somebody left the Tchum and came back, Ein Lo Ela Arba Amos, even though he's back in his original Tchum, he's limited to Arba Amos. Ask the Gemara, Honami Tanina, that also was learned in our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Hechziru Nochrim, if Nochrim bring you back to your city, the halach is you treat a kila lo yotzo. So Chziru, only if he was brought back forcibly by the Akum, that's when it's treated kila lo yotzo. Aval etzio Nochrim, but if he was taken out forcibly and he came back voluntarily, the chazal das ein lo ela ba'amis. Ela ema, says the Gemara, what Shmuel meant to say was yotz lo das, if somebody went out on his own knowledge, V'chaziru Nochrim, and Nochrim brought him back, Ein Lo Ela Arba Amos. Even though it was the Nochrim that brought him back, he still only has Arba Amos. Ask the Gemara, but that's also what we learned in the Mishnah. Honami Tanino, the Mishnah said, Hotziru V'chaziru, if the Nochrim took him out and also brought him in, that's when it's treated Kilo Lo Yotz, as if he never left. But if Hotziru, if they took him out, only Hotziru V'chaziru, only when the Akum took him out forcibly and brought him back forcibly, that's when it's treated kilo lo yotzo. If he went out voluntarily, loy, we don't treat him like he didn't go out. Answers the Gemara, ma de tema, says the Gemara, maybe the way we should learn the Mishnah is not that the two halachas are talking about one case, but rather, maybe the way to learn the Mishnah suggests the Gemara's, and that was what Shmuel was coming to address, but the Mishnah was speaking litzdodim. Misha tziyu nochrim ladas. If the nochrim took him out from his place forcibly, v'chaz ladas, and he came back voluntarily, en lo yalar ba'amis. Avol yotz ladas. If somebody went out voluntarily, but he was brought back by the Nochrim forcibly, maybe I should treat him kilu layotzo, and he has his whole original tchum. That's what Shmuel comes to teach us, Kamash Malon, that no, that the only time you get back your whole tchum is if you were taken out forcibly and you were brought back forcibly. Says the Astig Marbami name Rabba, Hotruch in the Kavav, a person who left his tchum because he needed to urinate. Mahu, is he allowed to go out of his dalet amos? That, which, you know, as we said, that once you reach your tchum, you're only limited to your dalet amos. Is that also going to be the halacha when you need to go out to urinate? Amlam gol kvod abrius. There's a halacha, how kvod abrius is so important. Shadoichas loisei shebetayra. The halacha is that if somebody has to do something that is against his kavod abrius, the halacha is that he's allowed to do it. So here too, because of its kavod abrius that he needs to go to relieve himself, the halacha is he could go. There's a question in the Rishonim when we're discussing this, is it only for relieving himself for gedolim or even for ketanim as well? Omnadai, so says Nadai, if this person who has to urinate pikechu ayla tchuma, if he needs to go back, if he's out of his tchum and now he needs to urinate, so he has a right to go in any direction. So Nadoi advises him, walk into your tchum, and once you come into your tchum, kiven the all. Once you come into your tchum, then you can go back. But says the Rebbeinu Yonason, that would only be for a person who wandered outside of his tchum by accident. If a person deliberately, he says, walked out of his tchum, then there's no heter for him to ever come back to his tchum, even with this advice that the Gemara suggests.